actually not once written in a coffee shop, which is weird, I know, because a lot of writers write in coffee shops. I've never written in a coffee shop. I'm not sure I could. It would be, I'd probably get too distracted by all the people coming in.
I was just doing the shocked face because when my husband is watching TV, I cannot focus on anything else, and I have to like go to my office or at least put my headphones on and listen to music.
I don't know what it is about me that I have. I actually cannot write in silence. So even if I'm home by myself, I put old TV shows on.
Okay.
Like, I will write to Charlie's Angels, Fantasy Island. I put on the goofiest TV shows, stuff from my childhood, stuff from when I was growing up. I'll put that on the TV, and that's what I watch. And I'm not even really watching it, but it's background noise for me. And I have gotten, maybe it's because I have three kids, but I've gotten really good at tuning things out. So I can completely tune the TV out and just right away.
Okay.
Clicking away on my laptop and getting stuff done. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'm very, very lucky that I can do that. Because if I tried to write in silence in my house, I'd probably never get anything written. It's not quiet in my house.
That almost answered my second question, because I was going to ask if you listen to any kind of music, but you just talked about listening to old shows when you're writing if nobody else is around.
Yeah, that's why I'll just put movies. One of the things I love to watch is, because I started writing with Supernatural fan fiction, I'll just put Supernatural on, because I've seen this, I've probably seen it four or five times all the way through. So I'll just put it on and let that play, especially when I'm writing my paranormal romance. It really motivates me to write it, because that's all that paranormal stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Dean Winchester girl, so I love to, my characters are kind of a little bit based on Dean and Sam, the two characters in my paranormal book. So it kind of inspires me to write them when I put it on. So I just find something that, you know, that I love, and that it's kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling from my childhood and stuff like that that I can watch.
Supernatural's got a really good soundtrack to it.
It does. It has an excellent soundtrack to it. So it makes it even more fun to write because of the music that goes with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Whenever I think of Supernatural soundtrack, I think of the Eye of the Tiger video. You've seen that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Many, many times. Yeah, I've seen it. I am such a Supernatural girl, and I always promote Taken by the Mobster as being former Supernatural fan fiction, that I actually am investing in a Dean stand-up, and I'm going to make him holding the book, and I'm going to put a little bubble by his head that says, "Do you like me? You'll love this book," because the main character is based on Dean. He looks like Dean. He talks like Dean. He's grumpy like Dean. He's just not named Dean. So he's very similar to him. So I'm leaning into the marketing on that one. So.
Go for it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a coffee person when you're writing? Water?
Coffee and water are my go-tos. I get my big cup of coffee in the morning, and I'll sit down with my cup of coffee on the couch while my husband's watching or whatever, and I'll drink my coffee, and then when the coffee's gone, I switch to water for the rest of the day. I'm
awesome.
Very good about staying hydrated. I try anyway.
Yeah,
but I am a coffee girl. Love my coffee.
That's fantastic. So do you have anything? So, okay. I was trying to keep track of like all the different types of books, and these are all going to be at the Mesa Book Festival?
Yes, I should have everything with me at the Mesa Book Festival when I am there. I bring all of them. I bring the Small Town Romance, the Hollywood series, and my Mobster series. And then I also bring, I do blind dates with a book where I wrap my books up, and I make them all little cute packages, and they make great gifts. They make great Secret Santa gifts or gift exchanges for Christmas parties and stuff like that. I'll have a bunch of those at the book festival with me too.
It's going to be so much fun.
It is. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait. I love it every year. So.
And these are, I'm asking more for myself, just want to let you know, these are the ones that are more of the Supernatural track, right?
Yeah, these are the ones that are very similar, that have the main characters are very similar to the characters in Supernatural. Yeah, my daughter says that this one, the mobster's daughter, the main character in that gives off John Winchester, Jeffrey Dean Morgan type vibe.
Between me and I know many people, and if you're in my circle and you're watching this, you know who you are. I'm not going to name names. I know so many people who would love these books.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
If you love Dean Winchester, if you are a Supernatural fan, I highly recommend my Mafia books, because I really try to emulate those characters in the books. I really try to make you feel like, hey, this character, you know, reminds me of Dean, or this character reminds me of John. So that's what I try to do with those books. So,
that's so fun. Well, this has been so much fun, and I'm like super excited to add more books to my pile. Oh. Do you have a pile of books at home?
Oh, I have a huge pile of books at home. Yeah, I wish I had more time to read, but every time I think about reading, I'm like, nope, I'm going to write. I make myself write. So.
I was just going to ask it, like, how do you... Is like
it's a juggle.
Favorite child, like, do I read or do I write?
And that's exactly kind of what it comes down to. Do I read or do I write? I've actually started, I was never much of an audiobook girl.
Okay.
But now that I love to read. I've always been a voracious reader. Always been a reader. And so I love to write too. And I want to get my stories out there to the world. So my compromise is I now listen to audiobooks. So I listen to audiobooks to and from work. I listen to audiobooks when I'm cooking dinner, when I'm cleaning house or doing laundry or something, because that's my chance to read without taking away from my writing time, because I'm listening to the audiobooks when I'm doing something I would have been doing anyways.
So. Same. I do the same. I was always like, I'm never going to listen to an audiobook.
That was
and
me.
Then now when I do commuting and driving for work, then I'm like, oh.
Yeah. That's exactly how I am.
This is a long commute type of thing. This can be my chance to actually get that and get more of the reading.
Yes. And that's exactly what I started doing, because I was like, I want to read this book, but I just don't have the time. I just don't have the time to do it, because then I have to give up writing time. So now instead of giving up my writing time, I just do it during those times I wouldn't be writing anyway.
And I keep adding to my list of
to
read. So I'm just like, without audio, I don't think I'd ever chip away at that.
Yeah, that's exactly how I am. I don't think without audio I would ever not read.
Like, I'll ask you if you've read this author, because one of my sisters just suggested this author to me, and now I'm like all about reading their books. Grady Hendrix.
Yes, I love Grady Hendrix.
See?
Yeah, I love
thanks,
Grady.
Thanks, Susan.
Yeah, he's really good. I like
my
Grady
sister
Hendrix.
Got me into that, and I was like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And now those are all on my list.
Yes.
I'm like, great, there we go.
Here's another author for you, Riley Sager.
Okay.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's a thriller and mystery writer, which people always laugh because I don't really read romance. I am more of a thriller type girl, so I read more thrillers and mysteries and stuff. But I love Riley Sager, so he's really great. If you want somebody to read, I highly recommend him. He's amazing. Or listen to. His books are really good.
Because we all need more books to listen to.
We all need more books to listen to
and read. In time that we don't have.
And my books, all but two of my books right now are available on audiobook.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so all of mine are on audiobook.
Yay.
Except for two. Sorry, three, but the one of them is in progress, and then the other two I'm looking for a narrator.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
All right. So we will see you at the Mesa Book Festival. Anything else coming up?
Oh, I have in November, I'm going to be at the local author fair at the Burton Bar Library in Phoenix. And I'm going to be at Tales and Tumbleweed November 30th, and then the Mesa Book Festival on December 6th. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for Mimi, thank you.
Thank you.
And we will have all your links in the show notes so people can follow you on social media.
Awesome.
And find out and get to your website to find out where you're going to be.
If you follow me on social media too, on Instagram especially, you will always see where I'm going to be and what I'm doing, because I keep that really updated. So.
And they can also purchase your books online?
They can get my books online. If you purchase them directly from my publisher, you can use the code MIMI10 and save 10% off on any of my books. That's actually in my link tree. So if they go to my Instagram and look at my link tree, there's a link to my publisher, my page on my publisher's site. And then my code is listed there too.
Thank you.
So you can use it. Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, thank you for coming down today.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see you soon next month at Next Phase Superstition Springs Center with the Indie Author Attic Podcast. Have a great day.